Welcome to the Confident Closer Podcast, the podcast where we help ambitious, self-led coaches and sellers unlearn and break free from dated and ineffective sales strategies, master human behavior sales techniques, simplify the sales process, and break through to multi six and seven figures. I'm your host, Ann Keeney, and I'm on a mission to teach high-performing female coaches and sellers how to win at the game of sales using selling techniques that work with human behavior so you can have a bigger income and impact doing what you love with people who love what you do. Because we all know that a business that doesn't make plenty of money is a dying business. So take off those boxing gloves, stop fighting for your sales, because in 30 minutes or less, I'll show you how to pour rocket fuel under your sales, pull in way more profit, and close up to 90% of your sales authentically, humanely, and consistently. Let's get into it. All right, hey everyone, welcome back. I'm pretty excited to have this kind of conversation before I dive into CEO Week next week, which, no worries, I will have an episode for you recorded in advance while I'm gone, so you will not miss a beat. This week on the podcast, number one, I hope you guys enjoyed last week. We wrapped up the fifth session in our social selling series. We had a five-part sales series, and last week we wrapped up the fifth episode. So I hope you enjoyed this month's five-part series. I hope that was interesting and helpful and insightful for you. This week, today, on the podcast, I actually want to talk about what I learned recently about qualifying leads. So if you guys don't know this already about me, I have been in this entrepreneur space about 21 years now. And the first 10 of those years, I started, an agency. I had a done-for-you agency, and I did that for about 10 years. And most of my clients were coaches. And that's where I fell in love with the coaching, specifically sales. But I fell in love with front-end and back-end selling. So I loved qualifying leads and building relationships and having, you know, qualifying and sales conversations on the front end and just building relationships and meeting all kinds of new people. And like, it's what I call virtual networking. I love that. To this day, I still love it. Like, to just be able to connect and meet so many humans across the globe and to be able to have these conversations from our homes is like phenomenal. And then I also have always had a knack for the back end sales, which is the design and the delivery of your program and the coaching and client service and retention and ascension and scaling and like all the beautiful things, right? So my specialty literally for the last 20 years has been front and back end sales. If I had to sum me up, it's high ticket selling at scale. That is what I do. I do it the best. Like, it's just what I love. And it's funny because even after all these years, we're still making mistakes and we're still learning. And I think that that is extremely important to talk about. Because I will say this, like, I feel like a lot of people have this idea that like a lot of things in business is one and done. Like, once I figure it out, right? Like, once I master it, or once I do it, you know, science tells us that we have to do something, humans have to do something for a minimum of 10,000 hours to have actual mastery. Okay, well, like, we think, okay, once I hit those 10,000 hours, like, I'm good to go. And it just is never the case, ever. And so we have, in my company, we probably talk to about 200 people in our database a day. That's what we do all day. Like, this is how we make millions of dollars, is we just talk to people. It's so simple. It's crazy. Like, we do this when we're taking baths. We can do this laying in bed at night. We can do this when we're taking a walk. We could do this on the treadmill. Like, there's just no excuse. It could be so fun. And, you know, we don't have these conversations from a sales kind of mindset. We have them from a service mindset. Like, do you have a problem and can we solve the problem? And do you want to solve the problem mindset, right? So these conversations are fun because they're more curious, they're built on curiosity and concern and a genuine need to want to solve problems. And that makes these conversations just light and so much more fun. So having a bunch of them a day is really easy and it's a lot of fun. And it doesn't take a lot of time. Now, I'm not sitting around having 200 conversations because I run a very successful business. But do I have humans on my team? Yes, that do this. And do I also have certain sales database systems and automations in place that also pull in a lot of these conversations and make them happen? Absolutely. That's how we get in and out in 4 hours a day, right? So the funny thing is all these conversations that we have every day for all these years, okay, we are still learning that we're making mistakes and that we can do better. And we have so much room to improve. And I think that's just really critical because speaking from a seven-figure business owner who runs a very successful, very lean, I have a very lean business model, but it's very successful. It's very profitable. I have good profit margins. I have outstanding retention rates. We have a lot of fun in my business. And also we make a lot of mistakes and we fail every damn day. And this is critical to understand, right? Now, I'm not going to talk about all the mistakes that I make and that we make as a company and team in my business and all the areas in which we need to improve, because that would be a lot more than this podcast episode. But what I do want to talk about today, because it's just been a massive, massive part of shifts and changes that we are making in our company right now, that's going to begin rolling out May, next month, May of 2024. We have some big changes coming. We have some shifts, some pivots. Things are going to adjust around here. And if you are in our community, and if you're lucky enough to stay in our community, because we are shedding weight, we are cleaning things up and cleaning people out. And as we go through this process, if you're fortunate here to stay here in this space and continue to just learn from us and, participate in this community with us, then you're gonna see that things are changing. And the reason that they're changing is due to the data that we are just finding in these qualifying conversations that we've been having with our database. And so I want to talk about that because I just think, you know, you would not think that being in business for 20 years that we would still need to get better and improve at qualifying our leads. But the fact of the matter is a lot has changed. We've changed. I mean, we've grown as a company. We've pivoted as a company over the past few years a lot. I would say the last 2 years, we've done more change, more improvement, and more pivots than I've done in the last probably 6 or 7 years. It's been massive, massive, massive changes over here. A lot of improvement, a lot of, shedding the weight, a lot of good changes, a lot of learning, a ton of mistakes. And there's this thing recently that we've learned in qualifying leads. And I want to talk about this mostly today because I know a lot of you in our community, when it comes to qualifying leads, rather it's you doing this or it's your sales team that's doing this, it's different. Like, people have changed. Things have changed. The way that things happen has changed. And it's impacted qualifying conversations. It's impacted the way in which we qualify people and how we qualify people for our programs. And we've discovered some things that I want to kind of talk about. So we have a lot of people in our audience and in our community that, you know, say that when they're qualifying leads for their programs, you know, they're finding that there's still a lot of people or some people that are slipping through the cracks, getting into their programs that don't belong there. And I feel like this is more prevalent than it's ever been before. I feel like so many, and we hear this from even our seven and multiple seven figure clients, like, I don't know how they got here. I don't understand how they got in the doors. Like, this isn't what they seemed like when I was qualifying. They checked the boxes, right? Like, they should be here. And we hear a lot of, you know, business owners and CEOs and leaders complain, not complaining, but just like trying to understand, right? Trying to understand, how are we getting people in our programs that like don't belong here and shouldn't be here? Like, how is this happening and how can we just prevent this, right? And so we also have noticed in the past probably 2 years, we also have got a lot of people in our programs. And let me tell you, we have a vigorous qualification process. Absolutely nobody gets in our programs without talking to my team and I first. And when I say talk, I'm not talking about 5 minutes and a couple questions or 30 minutes and a few questions. I mean, we are vigorous. We check every box. We cross-reference every box. Like, we're pretty tough. Like, you have to work a little bit to get in our programs, right? Like, there's effort that is required, and it's not easy, and it's not like everybody doesn't get in. And so oftentimes you can wonder, like, how did they get in here then? How did this happen? How did you get in the program, right? And so even with our process, we've noticed in the past couple years that we've had kind of an increase in people getting into our programs that we've later had to fire. And yes, I want to reiterate that. We do fire clients. Absolutely 100%. If somebody gets through the cracks, slips into our programs, and they don't meet our criteria, or we feel they should not have ever been there, or they shouldn't be here anymore, they need to go, we do fire them. Okay? I think, like, you're welcome. I think that's great integrity. We will not take your money. We will release you. Goodbye. So I think that that's kind of unheard of in this space, right? I know most of the people I know aren't doing that. They're definitely, if their clients are not complaining, then they're just letting them slip through and they're continuing to take their money every month, right? We don't do that. It's just not how I do business. If you're not going to win, if you're not going to do the work, if you're not going to be pleasant to coach, you're out. You are fired, right? Like, that is just my standards. It's also my values. I don't come here to coach and trade my time to deal with nonsense, right? I'm here to work with winners. I'm here to work with business athletes. I'm here to work with people that are committed, convicted, and serious. And that right there is criteria, right? Like, you have to be a certain person and be doing a certain thing to get in my programs because I want my clients to win. And also, I don't want to be driven crazy, right? I don't want my team and I to be crazy because clients are driving us crazy. Like, we also want to have a good experience too. So we want to really create kind of that win-win for everybody where clients are winning, they're having a great experience, they're getting results, they're enjoying their time with us, and so are we. And I think that when that doesn't happen, we have these tough decisions, right? Where we have to say, okay, this person doesn't belong here. What do we do about it? And for us, it's simple. We fire them. It's just a simple, it's easy, and it's still a win-win for everyone because, like, we're not going to take your money if we don't think you're going to have success with us. And you have to meet all of the boxes, not one out of 10 of them, right? Like, you have to meet all of the things for us to create that win-win outcome, okay? And so, as you can imagine, we have to do quite a vigorous process on the front end so that we're not having these issues in the back end. And even with that process in these past couple of years, we're like seeing an increase and having to let people go, like fire clients, or feeling like, how did this person get in the door? It's like, what did we miss here, right? And that's what I want to talk about. I'm hoping that this conversation is going to be really eye-opening for you. It doesn't matter what stage of business you're at. I work with seven and eight-figure companies and sales teams. I run a seven-figure business. A lot of my clients are six, multiple six and seven-figure businesses, and we're all experiencing this. And so I do think that it's a worthy conversation. And I think that if you run an online business, you should perk your ears up and tune in. And especially if you have like team that's supporting with this, like everybody should be listening to this conversation, because I think that it is actually one of the biggest conversations right now, or one of the biggest things going on that should be a bigger conversation right now. And so I want to lead that conversation. I'll go first and get it started, right? So here's the thing. We've always qualified our leads, right? We've always qualified our leads based on what is the problem that they have, right? Do they have the problem we solve? What are their goals? Meaning, like, are they realistic, and are those things we can help them achieve? Obviously, we're not trying to sign people into our programs that are not qualified. We're not trying to sign people into our programs that you have a problem we don't solve, or you have a goal that we cannot help you with. So obviously, do they have the problem we solve? Are their goals in alignment with what we can help them do? And do they have the money to invest? And that, I think, when people come to us, that is like a typical, I'm doing air quotations, like qualifying process. And unfortunately, that is not enough. Okay, those are important things. Absolutely. Those are really important things for you to qualify your leads against. But those are no longer the most important in the qualifying process. Those are important, but just not the most important. And in fact, you know, you have to like go deeper into this process. So here's the thing. If you do not want to deal with drama and chaos and disputes and babysitting and no-shows and chasing your clients around and clients who are spiraling every week, week after week in the same spot, and there's no progress and there's no understanding and there's no success and there's no, you know, forward movement, and you don't want to, if you want to avoid chargebacks, all that stuff that is very common, by the way, in a lot of people's programs today. If you want to avoid those things, we've got to do a better job on the front end, which is qualifying, so that things are smooth and easy on the back end, which is delivery. And that makes a lot of sense, right? If you put in the hard work on the front end, it does make the delivery side of things a lot easier on the back end. When we don't put more effort on the front end, this is when you have issues on the back end. This is when you get spiraling clients, chargebacks, people that don't show up. They're not coachable. They're nothing but drama and chaos. They're late on their payments. They're not making their payments. They're disputing payments. They're doing chargebacks. They're not showing up for themselves, or they are showing up and they're hogging the calls and complaining and whining and crying and spiraling and going into these, they're going down into the weeds of the same thing week after week after week. And the rest of your clients are checked out because they don't want to deal with this. In the past couple of years, we've had a lot more of this than we have previously. And it's weird because why? We still are qualifying like crazy. We still qualify. You cannot join our programs without a conversation. Like, we are communicating, we're talking, we're asking questions. You have to talk to us. There's no sales page. You cannot get into our programs from a sales page. We don't even give you sales pages. You can't just like sign up and join and we're like, oh, hi, new person just happened to join. We don't do that. Like, you have to have a actual legit two-way conversation with us, because we have questions and we want to make sure that you're a good fit. We want to make sure, number one, are you going to get results if you come in? Are you the right person? And number two, do we want to deal with you every day? Because the truth of the matter is, we don't always want to deal and wake up every day and coach everyone who's in our audience. There are people that are in our audience who probably have the money to invest, and they probably have the problem that we solve, and we could probably help them, but we don't want to, right? Like, we don't want to. We run very high level programs. They are hands-on. I pay a ton of money to like to pour back into my programs to make sure that my clients are supported. And the one thing that my clients could never, ever, ever say is that we do not go above and beyond to support our clients, because we do things that no other program does. Literally, nobody else does. We offer ways to support our clients that nobody else is doing. We run the forefront on delivery of our programs, and we, hands down, bar none, we know that. And so at the end of the day, we have to be mindful of who gets in the doors, because we don't want to be coaching people that are going to suck the life out of us or drain all the juice out of every call and make it less pleasurable for everybody else. We don't want people who spiral and go down in the weeds. We don't want people that are not going to win. We just don't want that. It's not enjoyable for anybody. And so we do have to be very mindful, right? Like, we cannot just let everybody through the doors. And so with all of that in mind, in these past couple of years, we have realized as a company and as a team, we still have a lot of improvement that we can make in the front end, in the qualifying of our leads. And boy, will I tell you, that is 120%, 150%, 200% of our focus this year. There's nothing we're doing that is not in alignment with our leads and our database and our qualifying process and segmenting and making sure that no one is getting in our programs that does not belong there, and that we are checking all these boxes. And so it is going to be really important for you to really look at, you know, how you're currently qualifying people. Like, how are people getting into your programs right now? And I know, like, I'm not talking about self-studies, right? Like, I'm not talking about courses. You know what I mean? Like, programs that are really short, where you're teaching this one overarching kind of topic and, like, there's not a ton of access to you. It's a very short kind of, like, in and out sort of. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about for those of you that are doing, like, one-on-one coaching or big group programs or masterminds. I'm talking about where you're trading your time and people are literally getting access to you, access to your team. You're running, you know, longer incubators, like 6 months, 12 months, open rolling programs, super high level, high ticket programs. That's what I'm talking about here, because it's those types of rooms and spaces that clients come spend quite a bit of time with you, and they get quite a bit of access to you and or your team. And so this is where you want to be more mindful of how you're spending your time and who that time is going to, right? I don't think it matters as much if you're just selling like a self-study course or, you know, a short-lived one-time offer or something where people aren't like getting a bunch of access to you and a bunch of your time. And if it's a short-lived offer, like I don't really, that's not really what I'm talking about here. So I kind of want to emphasize on that too. I'm really speaking to those of you that are, you know, running these bigger programs and offers where, you know, clients are getting time with you and they're getting access to you, and it's for a little bit of time, and you also don't want to have these issues, right? And so, especially if you're scaling, right? Like, the last thing you want is drama and chargebacks and spiraling and no-shows and, you know, complainers and like all that that's sucking the juice and life right out of you and your team, right? That's the last thing you want in containers like that. So, of course, the way that you create your content, and of course, how you talk about and position the offer, and of course, the way that you deliver that offer has a huge role and a huge responsibility in the way that your clients behave and the way they show up and the way that they do or don't succeed in your program. 100%. Those are very important elements as well. I'm not talking about those today, but those are not, like, those are very valid, okay? Those also contribute to all of this. But what I want to talk about, what about before they join your program, okay? Let's talk about before they actually get into your program and start working with you, okay? That's what I want to focus on in this session. So you need to have a gatekeeper, somebody or something, some way. There needs to be some way that you are cherry picking who gets in and who doesn't. And you're comparing that against a set of criteria, right? So you're looking at criteria, right, that says this person qualifies versus this person does not qualify. Now, a lot of this really just depends on you, because it's really up to you who you want to wake up and coach every day or who you want to serve every day. That's really an individual preference, because the type of people that you bring into your programs and into your services is 100% going to correlate with how hard you have to work to serve that person. It absolutely is going to correlate with the effort that is put in from you and your team. It's absolutely going to determine the level and the heaviness or lightness of the coaching that has to exist. If you bring a bunch of the wrong people into your program or your services, and they are all of the things we just said we don't want, that is a massive amount of time, money, energy that you and your team are going to pour in to try to resolve that issue with those clients. And it's not good for profit margins. It's not good for experience for your other clients or anybody really in that matter. It takes a lot of mental energy. It hits your emotional energy. It physically takes your energy. It's just not good for anybody. It's not good for anyone. All clients are not created equal is what I want to say. That's really the thing I'm trying to get home here. All clients are not created equal, right? Like, they're not all the best champion. We call them champion clients in our company. Everyone is not a champion client. Everyone's not a winner, period. Everyone is not a winner. It just is what it is. I'm not apologizing for that. The truth of the matter is, if everyone was a winner, then everyone would be reaching all of their goals and be wildly successful and happy and healthy and all the things, and nobody would have problems. The truth of the matter is, everyone is not a winner. And so when you think about your program and what you're helping people accomplish, you absolutely 100% need to also identify who is equipped and set up to win at this game and achieve these results that I'm helping people achieve. There absolutely is criteria, right? Like, no matter what your business model is, whether it's health and wellness, rather it's fitness, rather it is parenting, relationship, business, family, it doesn't matter what it is. Every single person in the world and in your community is not going to be a fit to come into your program and have success and results. It's just not reality, right? We have people that are cut out and we have people that are not. Your job, our job, is we need to identify, I'm the expert at what I do. So nobody knows better than me what it takes to achieve what I'm helping people achieve. I know that better than anybody because it's my program, it's my work, it's my methodology. I know better than anybody what it takes to accomplish what I'm telling you that in exchange for your money, I will help you accomplish, right? And you know that about your work better than anybody. So it does come down to us as the experts, as the leaders, as the facilitators of these programs, it is our responsibility to know who is set up, who meets the criteria and who doesn't, what is that criteria and who meets it. And if they don't meet it, what happens? If they do meet it, great, then what's next, right? But that's our job. And so part of that job is to constantly evolve and improve and, you know, get better and master that process, because things change, people change, the buy-in market has definitely, I mean, 1,000,000% has changed. Just in the past year, it's changed even more. And when those types of things change, we have to change how we allow people to come into the space and who we allow, right? Like, those things have to mature and they have to change and they have to improve and they have to pivot, right? As leaders and influencers, we have to be adaptable. And this is a big part of it, right? It's just, what is this criteria? So I think having some kind of gatekeeper or, you know, a process that allows you to somewhat cherry pick, right? Like, I'm going to take this person and there's some things that we need to, you know, we need to qualify them against this set of criteria. That is your guide, right? It's your guide that kind of tells you yes or no. Or do we see some red flags here or not, right? And I know that this is probably, for some of you, you might be thinking, like, nobody really teaches this, though, because most people just tell you, like, to let everybody willing to pay you in your programs. And that's why we have the problems we have. This is why we have such a low success rate of entrepreneurs. This is why 97% of entrepreneurs fail. This is why 97% of entrepreneurs never ever make it beyond 3 years in their business, and they're in debt and they're broke and they have to shut their businesses down. This is why. Because if there was more leaders being more intentional with who they led in their programs, they'd have higher success rates. Well, what does that mean? It means more people would be successful. And so the fact that we just let everybody in our program that's willing to pay us, that's part of the problem. If you're doing that, you are part of the problem. That's part of the problem, is that everyone is just taking anybody's money who is willing to pay them. And they don't care if they succeed. They don't care if they have what it takes. They don't care if they're at the right stage in their journey to be in that space. They don't care if they ruin it for everybody else. They don't care if they get the results or they don't get the results. If all we're all doing is going after the money and the numbers so we can have a status, right? I know there are definitely coaches out there who just love to be like, hey, I made X dollars this month. And they love to just rant and rave about that. Or I know there's a lot of people out there that it is all about status. I had X amount of people join this course. I had X amount of people buy. I had X amount of people do ABC. All that information is great to share. But what I'm trying to get at is, it isn't just about status. Because I'm not impressed by someone who signs 200 people into a self-study course in 24 hours when 97, 98% of those people are going to fail in that course. And 97 or 98% of people that signed up for that course are not even going to get results from it because they shouldn't be there to begin with. That's not sexy. I'm not like applauding and clapping my hands if you're doing that. Like, there's nothing attractive about that. There's nothing to feel proud about with that. Like, if you're taking someone's money in exchange for something and they're not really getting the exchange, and it doesn't matter why, because you have a job and your job is to identify who comes in and who doesn't. Like, who else is going to do that if you're not doing it? If the owner of the company is not doing this, then who's doing it? Right? You have a responsibility. You're not just like giving things to people for free. You're taking people's money. And so if you're going to take people's money in exchange for something, you need to be as sure as, you know, I'm sitting here talking to you right now, that if they show up and do the things, they're going to get the results. And are they the right people who show up and do the things? Because if they're not, don't take their money. And to me, that's very simple. I feel like a five-year-old could understand what I just said. If they're not the type of people that show up, do the things, and get the results, then they just don't get in the program. And that's a very simple idea. That's very simple. Just stop letting everybody willing to pay you in your programs. And I know that this is kind of definitely opposite of what most people teach and say, because I bet every one of you can sit here and think about programs you've been in where there is not really any qualifying. I'm sure you've been in programs where they're flooded with just everybody and anybody under the sun, and you can tell they're not qualifying all those people. They're just letting everybody in. I'm sure you've joined a program from a sales page before, right? That spoke to the masses. Everybody come in and pay, right? I'm sure that you get links in your email. Join our program here. Join our program. No qualifying whatsoever. And what do those people say? Well, it's up to you, right? It's up to you to decide if this is a program for you or not. But if you knew what you needed, don't you think you'd already be doing it? Doesn't that make sense? If you knew what type of support and what type of training and what type of information that you needed to get your goals, don't you think you'd already be doing it? That never made sense to me, right? So when I hear these big leaders who are like, oh, it's their job, that's their responsibility, they shouldn't buy a program if, you know, they're not, if they don't think they're going to get the results, or if they don't think it's for them, that's their job. If it's their responsibility, if they made the investment, it's on them. Yes, yes and no. Number one, yes. But number two, it's after you qualify them so they can make an informed decision. How is someone supposed to make an informed decision on if this is the program for them or not, if they have no idea what they need to reach their goals or what they're supposed to be invested in? Because if they did, they'd already be doing it. And also, the CEO is not discussing that with them, because the owner has a sales page and sells to the masses, and anyone willing to pay can get in. So who's educating the people, the buyers? Who's educating them on this is what this is for, it's who it's for, and also let's talk about your situation and make sure that you will have success here. And if you won't, we'll tell you your next steps. Who's doing that? If the business owner or someone on the team is not doing that, then it's not being done, which means those people are just taking anybody's money willing to pay them. They have no idea where you're at in your stage of your journey. They have no idea if you are set up or equipped or even in a place or even have the ability to do what they're going to teach in that particular offer and get the results. And they don't even care. They're just literally taking your money and wishing you the best luck. Good luck to you. Hope you were smart enough to know if this is what you needed or not. I just think it's irresponsible. I also think it's part of the problem. And so my company does not do business this way. And this isn't what we teach our clients either. We have vigorous qualification processes. And yes, that does mean that you lose money. Yes, it does mean that you might turn sales away. Abso-fucking-lutely. But at the end of the day, it also means that you're high integrity. It also means that you are cherry picking who you think the people are that should be in your programs. It's also you saying, I want everybody to win. Not just my bank account. I want you to win too. People that are not qualifying and just let anyone willing to pay them, what do you think is the number one goal they have? What do you think they care about the most? Hidden their own sales goals, making money in their bank account. Because if they cared about you and you having success and you getting results, they would take more time to discuss that with you, to have a conversation and see if this is going to happen for you. Right? They don't care if you win or you don't, because they're just going to keep running ads and signing people right after. As quickly as you come in and go out, there's another round coming in. They don't care about your success at the end of the day. They'll put their money on ads to keep people coming in and day out, instead of taking that money and putting it on a human who could be a gatekeeper and make sure people coming in are actually going to get results. It's not attractive that you make seven figures by taking people's money that fail. That's not sexy. Good for you. I mean, you should sleep really good at night. That should be something to be really proud of. You should go rant and rave about that on social media. Not sexy at all. And I don't think that makes you a good business owner. I'm more impressed with people who are doing millions of dollars and they are gatekeeping and qualifying the people that come in, and they're having clients with bigger results, more clients with bigger results. You will get more clients that will win in your program when you do this. And when you don't do this, you will have less clients in your program win. So what's your integrity level? Are you just going after what your bank account looks like so you can tell everybody I hit my sales goals and I make a ton of money? And oh well, 97% of the people coming through my programs and courses never get results. Too bad, I don't even care. I made $1 million this year, what'd you do? That's nothing to brag. I would be ashamed and embarrassed if that's how we ran our company. And it wouldn't be something I'd brag about on social media, 100%. It's nothing sexy or attractive about that. So what I want you guys listening here to understand is I think it is of integrity to work a little bit harder on the front end to help people have more success on the back end. Everybody needs to win, guys. You need to win, your team needs to win, and come hell or high water, your clients need to win. And you cannot do that if we're not qualifying people, if we don't have criteria and then qualified, okay? So some of the things in the last like year or so that we have realized, even we need to do a better job qualifying against, again, yes, do you have the problem that we solve? Do you have goals that we can help you achieve and attain? Like, are your goals relevant to what we teach in our programs? And yes, do you have the ability to invest? And the ability means the mindset, right? Because no one just has all the money laying around to invest in everything they've ever invested in. Most people, that's not the case, right? But do they have a healthy mindset with money? Meaning, I might not have it sitting in front of me right now, but like I definitely have resources. Let me move some money around. Let me tap into some resources and let's get you paid and get me in here, right? The ability to invest is more about the mindset than it is the physical dollars and cents, because money is energy and it's everywhere. Right? I was on food stamps living in welfare as a single mom, and I came up with $5,000 when I couldn't even buy diapers. How did I do that? Because I wanted this support from this coach so bad. It was the ticket to get me at least making enough money to independently provide diapers for my son. And I wasn't able to do it without that help. So it wasn't an option. I had to get the help. And so because I wanted it and I was going to get it one way or another, I have the mindset of I'm going to find the money. I don't have it sitting here. Give me a week or so. I'm going to get it. And then I'll come back and pay you. And I did exactly that. And I couldn't even scrounge up two pennies. I couldn't rub two pennies together. I didn't have anything. I was literally on food stamps and welfare, government housing, and begging my mom and dad for just every month for diaper money. So there was no saving. I didn't even have a bank account because I had no money to put in it. So why would I have one? At the end of the day, it's a mindset. So that is critical in the qualifying process, is like somebody's mindset. Because if someone has a very unhealthy relationship with money, then guess what that means? It means they're going to give you money objections. They're going to have a lot of fear and stress around money. They have unhealthy relationship with money. They most definitely, if you have an unhealthy relationship with money, 1,000%, you have issues with receiving, right? There's all this stuff, okay? And so when I say their ability to invest, I'm not talking about how much money is sitting in your bank account. I'm talking about what's your mindset on getting and finding the money. What is your mindset on tapping into resources? Do you believe in that? Or are you someone who just sits in your stuck? That's totally different. If someone does not have the right mindset, they're not going to take actions inside of your program because they're stuck in a bad mindset. So mindset is everything. Mindset's 90% of the game. The reason so many entrepreneurs fail is 90% of it is between your ears. It is between the ears. It's the way that you behave. It's the way you think. It's the way you respond, react. It's the way you do or don't do things. 90% of the game of success is between the ears. And so when we are qualifying people, we absolutely are looking at their mindset. We absolutely are looking at the way that they behave, the way that they lead in their life. How do you lead as a mom, as a wife, as a whatever you are? How do you lead every day? How do you make decisions? How do you deal with life happening, curveballs, drama, trauma, How do you deal with failure? How do you deal with judgment? How do you deal with things not going your way or going as fast as you want them to? How do you tap into money when it's not sitting right in front of you? How do you find the means to get what you want? Like, who are you, right? Those are freaking important, almost more than anything, because you have to have that mental house needs to be in order for someone to make progress, for someone to take action that is scary and unfamiliar and is new and different and uncertain. And for someone to change, they have to have a particular type of mindset. This is why people don't change. It's why people stay the same their whole freaking life, because they don't have the mindset to do it. And so if you're not, you know, if you're just bringing people into your programs and they don't even have the right type of mindset, they're going to repeat habits. They're going to, I mean, come on, habitual habit, right? Like, we are creatures of our habits, and habits are hard to break because change is the hardest thing in the world, right? Because it requires you to step into something you've never done, to step into something you know nothing about, to do things you've never done before, to think a way that is not where you're at, is further than where you are, right? Like, it's not a comfortable place to be. And it feels unsafe, it feels uncomfortable, vulnerable, scary, all the things. And if you aren't checking in on the people mentally, if you are not looking at their mental, emotional game before you let them in your program, to me, that's risky. That is so risky. Okay. So another thing is sophistication. Their ability to understand what their goals are going to require of them. A phrase I've said for like 9 years now, and I'll always say this: you will never do anything that you don't think you're capable or worthy of getting. Do you understand? Like, why would you take action towards something that you don't believe is possible for you, or that you don't think you're worthy of? Why would you ever take an action to accomplish something if that's how you feel? You don't think you're worthy of it, and you don't think you're capable. You won't. That is the truth. You're not going to take any action if you don't believe in the outcome for yourself. And so we have to, you know, people's goals are not unrealistic. I don't think anyone has an unrealistic goal. I think their expectations of what that goal is going to take is unrealistic. And that's totally different, because you can accomplish anything, but you have to be willing to do the work. You have to be willing to do whatever it's going to take to accomplish it. You can accomplish anything, but you have to be willing to do whatever it's going to take to accomplish it. And that is what I think is unrealistic. It isn't the goals. It's the expectations. It's what you think that goal will take. That is unrealistic. And we do live in a world of, entitlement and instant gratification. And everybody thinks people owe them things. Oh, I showed up live. I went live for a whole week and posted content, and I did A, B, and C. So those results better happen, and people better pay me. People better engage and show up and open my emails and listen to my podcast and do this and that. And at the end of the day, nobody owes you anything. Nobody owes us anything for this work. Nobody owes us. So you're doing this at your own free will, and nobody owes you, right? And so that's an unrealistic expectation, right? If you're going to be attached to every outcome producing something that you want it to produce, and you think people owe you that because you did ABC, you're in the wrong business, right? Like, we have to make sure that people that are coming in our programs understand you will work for these results. You absolutely will work harder than you've ever worked in your life to accomplish something that is bigger than you, that you've never done in your life before. You have to know that. And people don't want to tell their audience this. They don't want to tell them this because they don't want to lose the money. And at the end of the day, I don't want your money if you don't understand that. If you don't understand that, go give your money to somebody else and go lose. because I don't want anyone in my programs that doesn't understand 100%. Yes, you will work harder than you ever have in your life, or you won't reach the goal. And I will never tell you this is easy. I will never tell you that you can do this without all of the other stuff that comes with it. I'm never going to be that person that's going to lie to you like that. Because then you're going to come in thinking, oh, I don't have to do much. And go talk to a billionaire and ask them if they had to do much to get where they are. I'm not going to lie. And so when you're qualifying, you got to look at their sophistication level. If you have people coming in and they're like, yeah, I want to do 2 minutes of something to get the result, like their sophistication level is zero. It's not there. They don't get it. And so that is one thing that we are going to be doing this year, an even better job at qualifying around and asking some more questions. Like, we have a very vigorous process. We have to go deeper. And so we're going to get even deeper at the sophistication level of the people asking to join our programs. The second thing is business maturity. So because we work with business owners, right? People running online service-based businesses, that's who we work with. And, you know, we have realized in the past couple of years, if they don't have a certain level of business maturity, they are extremely difficult to coach. They're very, very slow to get results and do the work. Their expectations are very blurred. They definitely don't have that clear. They need to have some time in the game. They need to have some skin in the game and some time in, right? You need to be in business for a little bit, and you need to have accomplished a certain level of things to really understand. Because here's the thing. Most of us don't start businesses to be business owners. Most of the people that, most entrepreneurs who start a business have zero business education. They just have a passion. And then when you launch that passion, you realize, oh my God, I have to sell. I'm not a sales professional. Oh my God, I have to run a business. I'm not a business expert. And guess what? You got to learn how to be. You have to learn how to sell. You have to learn how to run and operate a business. You have to learn how to market. You have to learn how to create content. You have to learn how to do all of it, not just deliver what you're so good at. And so a lot of people don't understand that. And so what happens is, the longer that you are in business and the more success you have, the smarter you are, the more business mature that you are, because you live and you learn and you improve and you master and you get really good through that failure, right? If you can get through the failure, you begin to develop mastery. Okay. And when you do that, you have a sense of business maturity, sophistication. You get it. You just get it. You understand. And so that is something that, you know, we're looking at for our programs. Like, people are going to have to be in business for a certain amount of time to get into even our entry level program. Even to get into our entry level program, you're going to have some time in the game. And if you don't, you're just not getting in. And that is because it takes too much time to try to teach you just how to prioritize your time and be a business owner. It takes so much time to just teach you that. We can't even get to the sales. We can't even get to the actual results because we're educating you on how to just show up every day and operate your business because you can't, you know, you're in a tailspin. Those are just not, I mean, I'm sure there's people out there that they're really good at that. It's just not what we do. We can take people across $1 million faster than lightning, depending on what they have in place. And so we really want to focus on those people because they move at the speed of light. They're so quick to come in and hit the ground running and get those results. And that's what we want, obviously, right? Like, that's how we all win. And so if we're slowed down because people come in and they're like, wait, how do you talk to people on social media? Wait a minute, what do you say? Do you say this word or do you say that word? Wait a minute, but then what happens after they say this word? What do I do? Like, oh my God, right? Like, no. Do you know how much that's going to slow everything down? And all your attention is going to go on those people, and your clients that are ready to go at the speed of freaking light are like, all right, I'm out, peace, right? I need to get support and I need to move and I'm wanting to go, and you're hanging back here with these people. So business maturity, we will absolutely be having some more qualifiers for that. The third thing is their readiness to do the work. they need to understand what it's going to, like, this goes back to number one of they have to understand what the goals are going to take. Now, part of that is you helping them to understand that. And then they need to be able to comprehend that. If you explain, here's what you need to do, and this is what it's going to look like, and this is what it's going to take, and they can't comprehend it, or they can't understand it, or they don't agree with it, or they don't want to do it, or they want to fight you on it, or like resist it or complain about it, they lack sophistication and business maturity. And so that could be a really big indicator. They're not quite ready yet. They don't have enough time in the game yet to understand what you're trying to tell them this is going to take. When we have people come to our space, we'll tell them, you're going to talk to a minimum of 150 people a week in your database. And if you don't talk to a minimum of 150 people a week, you're not going to close the sales every week that you need to close. So either you, or if you're already multiple six or seven figures, this would not be you. This would be a seller, right? You or your seller, whoever's doing the selling in the company, if there are not 150 conversations at minimum happening every single week like clockwork, you're not closing sales every single week like clockwork. And if you are, you're probably launching yourself to death. So you're live launching to death and dying at your desk to do it. And you're launch dependent, meaning if we don't launch, we don't get sales. If I'm talking about if you or someone on your team cannot close sales every single week organically outside of launching, outside of any big conversion events, you're not closing sales every week without dying at your desk, right? So there needs to be, if we have someone come in and we say that, and they're like, 150, oh my God, 150 a week? Like, how would you ever, oh my, I don't have time for that. And these are people that are broke. And I'm like, honey, you got all the time in the world. You're not even making any money. What are you talking about? What are you doing with your time? You have all day. You're not even making money in your business. Do you see the level of sophistication with that mentality? I'm broke and I'm not making money in my business and I need to make money, but oh my God, I don't have time to talk to 150 people a week. Then go get a job. Flat out, go get a job then. You're not cut out for this. You lack maturity and sophistication on what this is going to take. And so go get a job because they don't get it. And I would not have someone come into my program today that has that mentality. So these are things we will bring up. And this is criteria that we will chat with them about and that we will, in our forms and applications, we will ask them about it. How do you feel about this? What comes up for you when I say this? And those, we are going to peel layers back on this. And if we don't like your responses, you just don't get in the door. And you're welcome. You're welcome. Because guess what? The next person will gladly take your money and they don't care if you get the results or not. But we're not going to do that. The next thing is number four is their integrity and their values. Their integrity and values are huge, right? Because we've had people come in our program that they lack integrity. They say one thing and they appear one way to the public. And then on the back end, it's a shit show and it's complete opposite. And to me, that's just a lack of integrity. They don't have good values and their moral compass isn't up to par. Their moral compass isn't up to par. If you have someone, examples would be copying your work, right? So we've had people come in our programs, like I'll say Sales Academy, okay? Sales Academy helps you get to 10K months consistently. We teach you sales skills and sales conversations, right? Qualifying, database, buyer's list, all that stuff. We've had people come into that program and they are not making any money or they're making, let's say, less than 10K. And they're coming in to learn how to do that. And within weeks of being in our program, we see their social media and now they're helping their clients create 10K months. To me, your moral compass is very twisted because you're not making 10K months. And you're in a program that is teaching you how to do that. So now how are you going to help other people do that? Well, the only way that I can imagine that you would do that is by copying what we're teaching you. So that's not your work. That's not your results. That's not your experience or expertise. That's not even your reality. To me, that's stolen property. It's false advertisement. So for me, that's a lack of integrity and morals. And you probably don't have very good values. Another thing is making a commitment and not being a person of your word. If you say you're going to sign up for a year-long program, you should commit to that year-long program regardless. And that's just responsibility. I have joined year-long $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 masterminds. And not even a third of the way through, I realize I don't think it's going to be everything I thought it was going to be. And maybe I was not qualified properly. And so it's not every, and I will say this, in the $30,000 and $40,000 masterminds I've been in, I've never been qualified. So just a heads up, they don't even do it. But anyway, in the programs I've been in, never been qualified. No one ever asked me any specific questions other than, do you want to learn how to blank and do you have the money to buy? And so here's the link, sign up, join us. That's about as far as that's gone. And those are in $20,000, $30,000, and $40,000 year-long big mastermind programs. Never been qualified. And so when I join these, I have the best of intentions, right? I am joining with the expectation that I'm not betting on the person to get me results, but I'm betting on myself and I'm betting that whatever it is they're going to teach, I'm going to do whatever they say and get the results. One way or another, I win because either I get the results or I learn a big lesson, right? And so when I go into these spaces and then I realize, oh, maybe not, right? Maybe it's different than what they presented on the front end, or maybe I didn't understand something and because I had nobody to talk to or ask questions to, right? I just made the assumption. I don't cancel my contracts and I don't ask for money back and I don't not make my payments. I don't do that. I just make my payments. I try to get the most out of the program. If anything, I learn a big lesson. And usually there's always nuggets, right? Like there's always some value to be learned. There's always something that you get out of it, even if it is just a lesson. But I don't go to these CEOs crying for my money back, bitching and complaining like a toddler having a temper tantrum. It's not mature. It's lack of business maturity. It's a lack of values and integrity, right? You need to be a person of your word and you need to do as you say you're going to do. Okay. And so that's another big thing is just looking at the integrity. You know, we have people who come in our programs and they pretend to be someone they're not. It's like they'll get on the coaching calls and they're one way and then they're another way in their content. And it's not like, I always say, put your best foot forward, right? Like, you know, go live or create content from a place of you know, bad energy or being out of alignment, right? But you might try to have to put on a confident face when you're not confident, and I think that's fine. You always have to put your best foot forward. What I'm talking about is when people misrepresent themselves or they lie, okay? When you say that you're someone you're not, or you're doing a certain thing in your business that you're not, when you're making a certain amount of money and you're not, when you are saying you're an expert at something, and you're not. That to me is a massive lack of integrity. And it always is newbies. It's always newbies that do this. It is never an established, sophisticated, mature business owner. You'll never see them do that. Like for the most part, their values are pretty good. I mean, I think they could qualify better and there's some improvement, which we all can improve. I definitely think there's some improvement. But they know their work. They know their expertise. They make a certain amount of revenue. I think they lie about that a little bit. There's some seven-figure business owners that I know that claim to make seven figures, but they're not even making six in all actuality. I do think, again, people's morals are a little blurred. But for the most part, a mature, sophisticated you know, business owner who has good integrity and values, they don't do stuff like that. They don't do these types of things. And it's a lot of the newbies. It's a lot of just, they don't get this yet because they haven't been in business long enough. And they haven't had a certain level of success to understand this stuff. So they lack maturity. They're just immature. They are unsophisticated in this realm. And their values and their integrity are blurred. They're a little less than what they need to be. And so we will be qualifying deeper in a little bit more on that, a lot more on those things as well. And again, we qualify against all of this, and we still, even this year, have had to fire a few people. And it's like, okay, we need to up our qualification. And I thought we had a pretty freaking, I don't think anyone qualifies as much as we do. Let's just put it that way. I don't know of anybody, including my own mentors, who qualify quite as much as I do. I would be very shocked to find anybody other than my own clients who are learning this. And even we have to up it, because we're just seeing an uptick in people's just morals and their values and their integrity and stuff. It's very low right now. And I also know that we have a lot of very new people in the online space, since, 2020. And so they don't have the business maturity and the sophistication around what this takes and their goals and what it's going to require. And so their integrity and the values and the morals are blurred, right? Okay, so that's kind of what I wanted to talk about with you guys. If you're not doing this, I really think it's important that you implement and execute a really vigorous qualification process. I think that, go against the grain of what everybody else is doing and better qualify people, because there's nothing fulfilling or rewarding about just taking people's money and you're the only person winning. You're the only one making money, making bank, or filling your bank account. You're the only one. There's nothing that is like rewarding about that. And there's nothing to be proud of about that, right? Like, you're not getting a trophy for that. 90% of your clients lose. Like, that's not freaking awesome. Like, if you went out and said that on the internet, hey, I make 7 figures and 90% of my clients fail, no one's applauding you for that. No one thinks that's awesome and sexy. It's nothing to be like, I wouldn't be going out celebrating that. I wouldn't be like, woohoo, girls night out getting some drinks. I made X thousands of dollars tonight. And, 97% of my clients don't even get results. Like, I don't think that that is something to be proud and loud about, to be honest with you. I think it's kind of embarrassing, and I feel really bad for your people. And you probably don't deserve their money. So at the end of the day, again, it goes back to integrity, your values and your morals. That's really important in this game. And so that's how you're going to sustain, right? That's how you're going to stay here in this game and thrive when other millionaires are shutting their businesses down and they're going bankrupt and they're not having a lot of success right now. And it's because this is one of the reasons why, because they're not doing this stuff right here. And so they don't have good retention or ascension or referrals, and they don't have good reviews and case studies and testimonials because nobody's getting any. Nobody's winning in their programs. Nobody's getting big results. What, like 2 people out of every 100, 200? So what? That's not awesome. That is horrible. And we know this to be true because I work with a lot of the millionaires to help them fix their programs and train their sales teams. I've been in their programs and I know them. And I know people who know them. And I know exactly what's going on behind the scenes. And so it's embarrassing. But I want you to know that there is a better way to do this. And there are things that you can do to set yourself up for success and set your clients up for success. Does it require you to do a little more work on the front end so you don't have to on the back end, which is also awesome? Yes, it does. Does it require you to get even more clear about who belongs in your program and who doesn't? Absolutely, it does. And does it require you to possibly turn people away, possibly, lose sales or not sign people in your programs, or maybe even fire people? Yes, it does. But when your moral compass is strong, you won't feel bad about doing it because it would be a disservice to not do that if that's the case, right? So it's all about your moral compass. If it's not strong, then you probably want to take people's money even if they're not going to win so that you can make the money. If your moral compass is strong, you'll be happy to release somebody or deny somebody if you know damn well they don't have what it takes and they will not have success and it will not be an enjoyable win-win for everybody, you would never want to take their money. So you'll be happy to turn them away and you'll say, you're welcome for not doing that, right? And you can let your competitor steal their money for nothing. That's fine. Your moral compass needs to be strong and healthy, right? I hope this was helpful. In the show notes, we do have a masterclass coming up. What are we on? Monday. We have one coming up this week. So this week we are doing a 90-minute masterclass, and we are going to be diving into, you know, high-level advanced sales strategies, tips, tricks, insights. We're going to share what's working, what's not working. We're going to go down in a little deeper on some topics around this stuff and answer questions. It's going to be interactive. It'll be on Zoom, probably more valuable than last investment you made. Definitely pop in. It's totally free. There's no cost. We'd love to have you guys come in. We will be sharing ways that we can support you if you are a winner for our programs, or if we think that what we do would help you and that we could all win. If not, we will have lots of content that's coming out for you guys that is no cost to you, that will continue to help get you where you need to be, if that's not the case. But you're going to get insane nuggets and value from this call. So 90 minutes, you'll walk away with massive amounts of insights, clarities, and takeaways. We'd love to have you. The link to register is in the comments below in the show notes, and I'll see you guys soon.
Thanks for listening to the Confident Closer podcast. If you love this episode, we release a new episode every week. So make sure to hit subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. If you're a female coach or seller, I know you would love our Peak Sales Performance Academy program. It is the number one and only year-long sales training program for coaches and sellers to help you increase sales, curve, conversion time, and create rapid sales growth using our human behavior sales techniques and strategies. We look at your sales systems, we find the money leaks and plug them to eliminate 90% of objections, curve the time it takes to bring a cold lead from cold to client, so you can see faster sales coming through the door. We guarantee that you will never think, be, or do sales the same again, and you'll never put your boxing gloves on, get in the ring, and fight for your sales. We know how important it is that a business makes consistent sales. So rather you're a coach doing the sales yourself, have a seller that you want trained, or you're a seller listening to this, we will help you peak sales performance in your role while increasing profit, decreasing objections, and closing more sales faster. Send me a message on any of the social platforms that you're on, because we are currently accepting new clients, or drop down into the show notes to connect today.